Here to introduce the play, the executive producer of Vanishing Point and member of the jury for radio drama, William Lane.
Hello and welcome. The CBC Literary Competition, as you may know, works on a kind of blind jury system, so none of us on the radio drama jury could actually know that tonight's play was by Gordon Penn Gilley, who's playwright in residence at Theatre Calgary, and a writer whose work we all admired a whole lot, as it happens. That's part of the fun of the competition, and of course that's also the reason why writers of varying degrees of experience and fame get an equal shot at the prize money. But this play, Lucky Girl, appealed to all of us. We liked the humor, and we liked the way the songs and the group reactions all lifted the play beyond kind of ordinary realism. And we thought the play had a really well-developed sense of irony, the kind of things people do and say in plays set in bars. After the winners were announced, Gordon came to Toronto to work with composer Ron Dann on the songs, and that made the whole thing more fun. Here's Lucky Girl by Gordon Penn Gilley.
Paint you a picture. It's Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock. I work by myself until 5, then Arthur comes in. Then Candy comes in at 6, and I go home. This will be my first Friday night off in a month. I'm going to a movie tonight, Out of Africa, with Meryl Streep and Robert Redford. It closes here tonight. Everybody else in the whole civilized world has seen this movie but me. There, I said it. Well, that's all I have on my mind right now. And if you thought I was going to describe the inside of this scumbag bar, then you're wrong. It looks like every other bar on the highway between Calgary and the U.S. border.
Bought my last pair of work boots. I say I will be dead before I need another pair. Bought them at the Progress Clothing Store in Lethbridge, Alberta. This was yesterday.
Say that again, Rufus.
I said I bought my last pair of work boots yesterday. I bought them at the Progress Clothing Store in Lethbridge. Say I will be dead before I need another pair. Alberta. Oh. Rack them up.
There's something in your look. Babe, that your love is sliding away. Sliding away, gone anyway. Don't be cruel, you've broken all the rules.
Spare my heart from the lying
and the game. Yeah, I guess I'll lay right down, die.
You want another one, honey?
Yeah, sure. One more.
Maybe then you'll go on home, eh?
I've gotten home. I wish I could. I had one, though. But I gave it up for...
What?
They call it peace of mind.
Do they now?
They do.
Well, maybe it's none of my beeswax, honey, but there's something kind of unpeaceful about a girl who's been drinking by herself in a cheap hotel for 3 full hours on a Friday afternoon with a suitcase at her feet.
I'm waiting for a Greyhound bus.
It's twice come and gone.
Then they weren't the right ones, then.
Look at honey. They've got only 2 buses through here. One of them enters from the north and exits to the south. And the other one enters from the south and exits to the north. So which one do you want?
The fastest one.
Oh, yeah? Well, you'd never know it by the grip on your glass.
Just get me a rum and coke, eh?
Sure, honey. Sure.
Jane.
Well, no more than I said yesterday, Dan. Who's your friend?
His name is honestly Dan.
Dan.
That's true. We both have the same name, eh?
Yeah.
And if you get mixed up, then all you gotta remember is that I'm the good-looking one, and he's the fucking ugly.
Hey.
We met at work today, and now we're drinking buddies. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Well, that's pretty good. So what can I get you, boys?
The usual.
Pill.
2 pill coming up.
Well, let's sit by the window.
Dan? Okay, Dan.
That was Jane.
Nice legs.
Yeah.
She looks pretty hard, though.
Oh, yeah.
So what does it take to soften her up?
Nobody knows. Maybe Rufus playing pool. I mean, they used to go out together, eh?
Yeah.
She was new in town, and he was the king. He owns the pool table.
Yeah.
I mean, he owns it, eh?
Oh.
They didn't have one, so one day he bought one and dragged the damn thing in.
No kidding.
No.
Oh. Plays pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Snooker.
Yeah.
He plays for $100 a game or he won't play with you at all. And if he feels like practicing, he just does. And everybody just watches.
No kidding.
No.
He looks pretty tough.
Oh, yeah.
So what does it take to get on the table if you don't have $100?
Nobody knows. Maybe Jane could tell you. I mean, they used to go out together, eh?
Oh.
But one day then... But they just stopped, and ever since they don't even look at each other, let alone just talk.
Nice legs, though.
Oh, yeah.
Do it, man.
In Alberta, we raise cattle. We graze them, and we feed them. Then we send them off to be slaughtered. Sometimes they come back as T-bones, and sometimes they come back as work boots. The anatomy of a badlander is as follows.
You tell us, Rufus.
I shall indeed.
Yeah.
They have an extra thick wool liner for insulation against the cold. Non-rusting eyelets. Stay-tied laces. and a wide throat for higher insteps. Whoa! They have a bellows tongue which provides protection against dirt and snow.
Yeah.
Heavy gauge shank construction.
Wow!
Rugged high-grade leather upper for maximum strength, comfort, flexibility, and long wear. They have a steel toe.
Ooh.
Rack 'em up.
Rum and Coke. Thanks. Look at honey. Maybe it's none of my beeswax, but a girl like you shouldn't be sitting alone in a place like this. I mean, the guys around here can get pretty raunchy, eh? Like it's Friday, and it's payday, and it's raining outside. You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't born yesterday.
Now, come on, don't get defensive, huh? I'm only saying this because you look so...
What?
Well, you know what I mean.
Do I now?
You do.
Will you give me some quarters for the jukebox, please?
Sure, honey. Sure.
Thanks.
Especially the sad stuff. Those ones about outlaws with broken hearts and nowhere to go. Blue-eyed boys. All cheated and gnarled. Just staring out at sunsets. Wild horses. Windy nights. And barmaids with big dreams. That lonesome steel guitar.
You're a fool. No,
I'm a fool.
I'm a fool.
I'm not going back.
No, I'm not.
But I'll never forget how the snaps on his shirt.
Oh, the snaps on his shirt. Sparkle.
By the jukebox.
What?
It's Friday, and you're making me want to cry.
Then don't listen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Come here, baby.
No.
Leave her alone.
I'm sorry, man. I was just...
Shut up. You can play whatever you like, princess.
Who's the girl?
Oh, she must be new in town. Maybe she's just...
passing through.
She's pretty.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what it takes to make her smile.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Maybe nobody knows.
Yeah, that's entirely possible, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, a girl like that has some secrets to tell. Like, she's probably running away from something.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
She's fatal. You can see it.
Yeah.
Close the door.
Mitch.
Ruby.
Mitch, something happened today, Mitch. I was looking for something in my closet. I remember putting it there a long time ago, and today I wanted it back. But the closet is a goddamn mess, eh? And the harder I looked, the worse it got. And pretty soon things started falling down. I still couldn't find what I was looking for. Hmm. I mean, like, I found other things, eh? I found things that I'd forgotten I had. I found things that I thought were lost for good. And I found things that I didn't even know existed at all. As if someone else was using the closet without me knowing it. Hmm? But I still couldn't find what I was looking for. And pretty soon I started getting mad. It rose up in me. In my throat. And I started throwing stuff over my shoulder and tearing my hands deeper inside. My sweat came out. And then suddenly, everything went cold on me.
What were you looking for?
You know.
Let's go home, Ruby.
I don't think I can anymore.
You've gotta.
Why?
You're my lucky girl.
Rayham southbound. Is there anybody here? Going once. Going twice.
Ruby,
What about you there, Jane?
Close the door.
Good night.
Love is a matter of proximity, as long as it lasts. And then it hurts you.
Ruby. Are you coming?
$100.
I don't have the cash.
Thanks anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So who the hell do you think you are?
He's got knife for us.
Hey!
How fast are you, man?
Oh!
Nice kick, Rufus.
Tavern, hello. Yeah, Kenny. What? Aw. You mean you're coming in tonight? The flu, yeah. Okay. All right, okay, come on. Hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
Here, let me help you out. Come on.
Oh. Okay.
Who the hell is that? Nobody knows.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he lives around here.
But he never comes by. And when he does, he never says anything.
Lover boy.
Yeah. Somebody said he was a gambling man. No kidding. No. I wouldn't want his balls right now. Me neither. Oh. All right.
And then I just fainted, you know? Well, that was my son. I heard it through the grapevine that the boy was back in town, and nobody knew just why. Well...
Lucky Girl by Gordon Pengilly. Starring Patricia Phillips as Ruby, Jane Eastwood as the waitress, Richard Donat as Rufus, and Tom Huff as Mitch. With David Ferry, Jim Henshaw, Simon Reynolds, Jack Mather, and Doris Petrie. Original music by Ron Dann. With Barry Keane, Mike Francis, Kim Brandt, Ron Burrows, Chris Whiteley, and vocals by David Blamiers and Sherry Jaycock. Technical operations by Glenn McLaughlin. Sound effects by Anton Savo. Production assistant, Heather Brown. Lucky Girl was produced and directed by William Lane at Studio G in Toronto. I'm Chris Henry. Good night.